So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I like to have Wednesdays be all about wellness. And my next guest, Nagina Abdullah, has developed an amazingly fun, creative, and I just kind of think outside the box way of putting together spices, bodies, and health. And it's just pretty unique. So welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, Erica. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. What gave you the idea for spices and wellness?
Oh, okay. Well, I actually struggled my entire life to lose weight and to be healthier and just have control over what I was eating and have control over the way I wanted my body to look. And as I got older, I tried every single thing out there. I tried paleo, Weight Watchers, South Beach, pretty much everything out there. And I would lose like 5 pounds, but then it would be so hard to lose that 5 pounds that I would just put it right back on plus 5 pounds. So,
it's like, this is not working.
Yeah. It just didn't feel worth it. I felt like I was deprived and I was hungry and I was bored with what I was eating all the time. And so, I had 2 kids and I was working a very demanding job as a management consultant in New York City. And I had an extra 20 pounds after I had my second child that I needed to get off, because I couldn't fit into any of my clothes. I didn't feel like myself and I just didn't have the energy. I wanted to be the mom that I wanted to be. And that's when I started realizing I needed to have a healthy lifestyle shift. I couldn't just go on a diet and lose weight, lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds and then end up putting it back on, because I didn't have the time in my life anymore. I had that full-time demanding job. I now had 2 kids and this was a bigger deal to me. Like it was about my future and my family. And so I went back to my roots, where I grew up in a traditional Indian family where we ate flavorful food, using spices. And we would just sit around our table eating delicious food for hours and laughing and talking. And I just knew that that's what I wanted to bring back into my food, because otherwise I would feel deprived. And so that's where I started adding spices. I changed up the kind of food that I was eating, and I just became more full and more satisfied with all the food that I was eating.
You know, it's funny. So, I had the, when I was in, I think I was in my late 20s, I studied television in England. And so I went to the summer study and it was in London, and the English food was like hideous. Like honestly, it was like these, I don't know, I'm sorry if you're from UK and you love your food, but it was like these shepherd pie mixed things. It was just like beef and mush and gravy. And my stomach couldn't do it. And like heavy oils might be used in the potatoes. And I was, you know, in my 20s, I was like, and I discovered Indian restaurants in London and I went to heaven. Like the curries, oh my gosh, I can actually still sort of taste that in my memory.
Yes, absolutely. And it's like, I took the spices, I blended them with all kinds of foods. So the kinds of foods I was eating was very fusion oriented. It would be American, but I would add some cinnamon onto it or some turmeric or some cumin, and all of a sudden the meal would brighten up. And what happened is I lost, after eating like that and feeling like I was eating unhealthy because it tasted so good, I lost 10 pounds in 4 weeks. And it was so easy that I kept doing it. And within 9 months, I had lost 40 pounds from what I was eating.
Goodness. And you were having like a joyful experience. It was such
exactly.
a joyful experience.
Yes, I was. It was very pleasurable and it was fun. It was just fun. And it was something I could sustain.
So how can we find out more about like these recipes? Do you actually build recipes for people?
I do. I have a program that's called Spice Yourself Skinny, where in the program, I teach the exact recipes and I give menu plans and recipes that are really easy because they're for busy women. And they include like step-by-step instructions of what to make and when to prep it so that it's always available. As a busy woman, you just have to have your food prepped in advance so that you are eating healthy at all times. And so I give instructions on how to do that to kind of take it off my audiences or my students' plates. And so they just follow my instructions. And I've had women lose very similar to what I've lost in my program. They've lost, like, within the program's 8 weeks, they've lost 15 pounds, 22 pounds, and recently someone lost 29 pounds using those recipes.
Mm-hmm. That is so awesome. I'm so glad you could stop by this show. I love the fact that everything you do is sort of tailored for the mom entrepreneur, because I'll tell you what, being a mom and trying to run your business and then also eat healthy can be a lot of pressure.
Yes, I know. It's a lot to do. It really is a lot of work, and it's possible. You just need some help. You need to get a little help and you'll be fine.
So tell me about the gift you have for my audiences and how we can reach you.
Okay, I'm so excited to offer this to you Erica Glessing listeners only. And this is at masalabody.com/Erica Glessing. And this is my flat tummy spice cheat sheet. And I tell you all about my flat tummy spice. This is the spice that actually decreases water retention in your belly. And I give you my flat tummy water recipe, which is something that is so easy to make. You just infuse some water, let it sit overnight, and you have the water for the rest of the week. And it's flavorful and delicious and easy. And so that is at masalabody.com/Erica Glessing. And I'll also send your listeners over right after that my bonus ebook, which is called 7 Spicy Recipes to Spice Off 7 Pounds to get you started on your journey.
Oh, I am so thankful that you came today and shared everything with us. And why don't you tell everybody also just your website address as well?
Sure. It's masalabody.com.
But be sure to go over to the gift place, guys. And she made it specially for the Erica Glessing Show listeners. And how blessed am I to have had you here today. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.